Kindness says, I want you to be happy. To be kind means to be friendly, caring, generous, benevolent, considerate, respectful, fair, and affectionate. We all know in our hearts when we have received or offered kindness because of the warm feeling it brings. Is there anyone who doesn't want to experience kindness from another person? Kindness knows with exquisite wisdom when it is appropriate to say or do something. It is found in the small details, a gentle touch on the cheek, or a soft support of the elbow guiding someone across the road. Sustaining eye contact for just that moment longer. Making a telephone call. Remembering the little things that please someone. If we act in a kind way, it may seem that we are putting someone else's happiness ahead of our own. But it doesn't work that way. Being kind invariably feels good, lifts our own spirits, and nourishes us in ways that we don't always acknowledge. The importance of kindness cannot be overstated, as it plays a crucial role in the survival of living beings. From the moment we enter this world, we depend on the kindness of others to meet our basic needs, such as food, shelter, and care. This reliance on others continues throughout our life, with countless individuals contributing to our well-being through their acts of kindness. Kindness needs wisdom. It isn't always soft and fuzzy. It may be tough love and discipline. It takes skill to understand what others need from us. We all have the potential to be kind. It simply depends on our choices. Do we need to be kind to ourselves before we are able to be genuinely kind to others? Why do some people feel kindness is a weakness? If possible, find someone now to discuss and share your experience of kindness.